This is So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast that will challenge Christian paradigms, uproot traditions of man, and in the end, energize your faith by grounding you in solid biblical truths as you learn to see Scripture through the eyes of the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. Welcome, author and speaker Rabbi Jeff Grillo of the Rock of Israel Congregation in North Carolina, a Messianic synagogue that is part of the National Jewish Fellowship of the Assemblies of God. Now, Rabbi Jeff.
All right, shalom, shalom, and welcome to So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast ministry outreach of the Rock of Israel Congregation in Hickory, North Carolina, and now also with a location in Statesville, North Carolina. And if you are ever in the area of either of those two locations, please come and join us, check us out, worship with us, and I'd love to get a chance to meet you. You can find out addresses and service times at our website. Amy just gave it to us, I think, and she gave it to us again at the end, but it's myroic.org. There, you are duly invited. So now on to today. Awesome day. We're moving our way through the 7 days of the creation week, and we are on day number 6. If this is your first podcast, don't worry. It'll be standalone enough that it'll whet your appetite to go back to number 1, or you could just do that now. These are, not terribly long episodes, and this one will probably be on the shorter side today. But we're going to be looking at 3 things. We're going to be looking at what happened on day 6 of creation. And we're going to be seeing how it relates to the 6th attribute of God that we look into, that we ponder, that we consider during the 6th week of counting the Omer. And we're also going to be looking at week 6 of the Torah portion. Why are we doing that? Well, it's not just something cool or nifty to do. I am trying to demonstrate how when Ezra divided up Torah, the original through the Bible in a year program, I like to look at it that way. It wasn't just some willy-nilly, hey, I got a great idea, let's come up with a reading plan. No, that's not it at all. This is divinely inspired. And as you go through day after day, and week after week of how the days and the weeks line up, it's pretty wild, to say the least. So enjoy the ride. So today, on day 6, we're going to be looking at really a big, huge day in creation. God populates the earth with all manner of land animals, the slithering, creeping things, to the big, giant land animals, the herds, the flocks. All of that created today, and it leads up to the next thing God turns his focus of his attention upon is creating man in his likeness, in his image. He created man, and this lines up with the attribute called Yesod. It's Yesod in Hebrew. It means a foundation. So we look at how, of course, obviously God himself is the foundation of everything. Everything has its beginning in him. Matter of fact, there is a thing in Judaism that the sages talk about, Hamakom. It means the place. When Abraham was, led by the Lord to Mount Moriah, he could see it, Hamakom, in the distance. He saw the place. The place chosen by God, which is what Moriah it means, and the sages say that God is the place of the world, but the world is not his place. And it's just an interesting concept to consider, especially when you go back to Exodus or ahead to Exodus from our current location in Genesis. And, when God tells Moses to make a place for him to dwell. And so this is the foundation of all of the animal life that would come after. It's the foundation of humanity. It's the foundation of the lineage that leads to the lineage, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the way down to Messiah Yeshua. It's the foundation of everything. It's the beginning place on which everything else is built. And interestingly enough, if we look at the Torah portion, it's we're looking at the generations starting with Abraham on down. And it again, that's looking at the Yesod, or the foundation of the Hebrew or Jewish nation that was to come. And you know, just Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the all of his sons, and so on. And it's just this amazing kind of tapestry that kind of weaves together and paints this picture of unity. How, you know, the day of creation and the attribute of God and the Torah portion itself, it all weaves together and really paints a pretty neat picture. And I hope you see it. it's pretty neat. You know, go and spend some time and read through, and you'll start to discover, especially when you build these building blocks, so to speak, on top of one of day one and day two, and you see how everything lines up. It's not a one-off. It's not coincidental. God is trying to show us something. And come back next week. We're going to be looking at day seven, of course, and we're going to be wrapping this little mini-series up. And I think what you will learn then will be cool and will be a blessing to you, and we will continue on just, you know, with whatever the Lord leads at that point. If you have questions, comments, concerns, you have requests, the things you'd like me to cover, by all means, you know, send an email. You can do it through the website, info@myroic.org. That's info@myroic.com. Just in the subject line, put podcast, and I will make sure to check it out, and I will at the very least write you back, and it would be a great opportunity also just to say hello. So I hope this was a blessing, and look forward to next time. Make sure you share this episode and share this podcast, and bless you, bless you.
Thanks for learning with us today. For more information and resources, or to invite Rabbi Jeff to speak at your church or next event, call 1-828-201-2883. Once again, that's 1-828-201-2883. Or visit myroic.org. That's myroic.org. Shalom.